We're talking now with Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Just about ready to finish off what has been so far an interesting and, for you guys, a spectacular fall too.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me on. And yeah, our goal, like every other team, is to finish the season strong. And, at this point, you just hope you have these games. You just never know what type of things come up. So we'll hold our breath until kickoff, but I think it'll be an exciting game.
All right, you guys, you're strong across the board, and you played Manchester Essex last week, and they're a little understaffed, a little undermanned, to say the least. How did you use that game last week in terms of using your players on the field and the kids that you have? What did you do? What were you looking for, and what were some of your objectives last week?
Yeah, I think going into the game, you got to take it like anything else and try to, find a weakness on theirs and play to your strengths. And we actually ran, kind of slightly different, idea of, Malcolm, and McDonald and Aiden Arnold actually leading rushers who haven't been the leading rushers in the past. So we're kind of taking away who they were keying on early on and hopefully, leave, I wouldn't say mismatches, but one-on-ones in certain areas for us. And I think that helped us, kind of get an edge on them, and each week's been kind of a slightly different game plan, kind of looking at where do we want to play our game, and, fortunately it's worked out in our favor.
All right, I need you to mention some of the kids again as we go through this each week on who you've been relying on, maybe who's been steady for you as leaders, and maybe a kid or two who has improved quite a bit for you.
Yeah, sure. I think, our captains, we got to kind of always go by them because I put a lot on them, so I got to give them credit with Jack Weil, Cole Terry, Alex Yanakakis, and Justin Brown. And, they've been outstanding, keeping the crew together, and there's a lot of great leaders in there and a lot of kids that played individually well. But, when things don't go right, I come at them, and when things go right, I go at them also. I think some of the underrated guys, Aiden Arnold, that quarterback, we haven't thrown the ball as much, and that's not because we can't throw. It's just with the whole new system, there's a lot of moving parts, and we thought we had certain advantages in the run game, and when we have thrown, as of lately, we've been more successful, and obviously we like him to use his legs, and selfishly, we want to control the game and make it played our way, so he's actually done an outstanding job and improved week to week, obviously last week playing his best game.
All right, give me an unsung hero or someone like that, maybe on the line, who doesn't get a lot of headlines, maybe not even a lot of playing time, but he challenges your kids in practice, that type of kid, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I got to give you a couple of guys, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
One guy, Cade McAdams, has done a great job as a rotating guy in tight end, a lot of blocking on the perimeter, which is tough to do. And then in the secondary, he's been outstanding. We've done pretty well on offense, but we've been, in my opinion, maybe even a little bit better on defense in certain aspects. He's done a great job. And then Malcolm McDonald, he had a little breakout game last game. He's been called in to do a lot of blocking only, and, at times he knows that he might not touch the football, and he's still selling out. And there's a couple, even Aiden Lewis and a couple other guys in the D-line, O-line that have been outstanding that, it's hard to say anybody because when things are going well,
right,
all those kids are contributing.
Yep, I get that.
Group effort.
Yeah, now what about maybe a highlight of the year? Was that the Linfield game?
Yeah, I would say so at this point. That was kind of, at the point of, how we lost to them the year before and how we were able to come out and kind of establish things right from the get-go was outstanding. And again, the kids played the game right. They were physical. They stuck to the game plan. When things didn't really go well, then maybe in individual plays, there was no whining or griping. They just went right back to doing what we're doing, and that was something to be really proud of. And, they're a very talented team, a lot of team speed, and I think we're able to, get the matchups we liked, and we took advantage of that.
You got to be happy with the offense, almost 30 points a game, and some of those games, I get that. You have to take your foot off the pedal a little bit, and yet you guys, as I said, are averaging 30 points a game, almost 30 points a game here. Yeah, call it 30 points a game, and for a new system, the kids not only adapted to it, but they also must be enjoying it.
Oh, absolutely. I really think so. And a lot of our blunders we had early on, and, Amesbury did an outstanding job against us, but, we look back at it and we're like, you look back at film from now, week one to week seven, I guess, or week six, or week seven, because they had a bye.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of night and day as far as the execution and things like that. And we were just making a lot of mental mistakes and probably a lot of coaching mistakes on my behalf, because if they're making that mistake on the field, I'm obviously not explaining it well. So was able to clean that stuff up, you know, as a coaching staff, and the players are able to execute it. And it's been really cool to see them continue to get the chunk yardage at times and really work together. And it's really cool to see their cohesiveness and all working together on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and Amesbury, you mentioned Amesbury. They're not shabby by any stretch. So, you know, and they've improved as the year's gone on. Now, what do you see from Hamilton Wenham? Are they a bit of a question mark? Because it looks to me like when they're healthy, when they get everybody out there, they could be pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, when they're healthy, I think they are a little bit different of a team, and they're very explosive. I mean, even if they're not, they have talent there, and Coach Pugh does a great job putting them in position. Unfortunately, you know, they've been on the wrong side of some of that stuff, but yeah, when healthy, and they've had 2 weeks to prepare for us, as there wasn't a game last week, or they're never able to pull it off or something like that, is, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for us and what we're doing that, you know, we're going to absolutely get their best regardless year in and year out. But, you know, 2 weeks to prepare, the end of the season, everyone's healthy now on their end. At least I hope they are. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great challenge.
All right, let's
good as any other team.
Finally, let's talk about the psychology of Fall 2 football coming to a close. You've got seniors that you really respect. They respect you. You were able to guide them through a really great season. It wasn't what everybody had hoped to be, but not too shabby, as we said. Well, you're heading out, you're 5-0 at the moment. But actually, you know, in retrospect, a spectacular season. The competition has been great. Your kids have executed and they've been able to get out there. So what's the psychology as this week comes to a close going into this game, especially with your seniors?
Yeah, I think like anything else, we try to set the tone, and like every other coach, you try to mimic football, kind of simulates life with experiences and the goods and bads and ups and downs that, you know, whenever you do something, you got to go full speed with it and you got to finish the race. And right now we're at the point where we got to finish the situation and don't worry about so much about winning and losing, but your preparation for the game and just making sure you're staying focused. Because at the end of the day right now, psychologically, like you said, we're everyone's on vacation. So you got to make good choices. You got to do the right thing. You got to be safe and you got to stay locked in to finish off your season. Because there's no blueprint on this. We're brand new to it, just like every other team, and we hope we can keep that edge. So we've been trying to focus on the now and just trying to work on your preparation because, to be honest with you, once the game starts, all that stuff, it's already done. It's already, you know, it's already on paper that you can't flip the switch off and on like that, you know, just play, show up for the game and play well. So I thought we had a great week of practice, and I think the kids stayed focused during a vacation week and this time of year, and we're just hoping that, you know, our guys show up and just, you know, work hard, and we'll see what happens.
Ipswich High School coach Kevin Fassett with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.